This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Eden Ramos. Date of birth, September the 23rd, 1959. Case ID number 4094243. Date of exam, November the 8th, 2022. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Medical records from San Juan Family Clinic, dated 4/13/2022. Identifying information. This is a 63-year-old married male with two stepsons who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of liver problems, hypertension, and decreased cognitive function. The claimant is presently not working, and the last time he worked was in 2020, where he worked as a maintenance man for 13 years. During that time, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in a house with his wife and is not receiving disability benefits. His wife is working at Luby's at this time. Allegation number one, liver problems. Number two, hypertension. Number three, decreased cognitive function. History of allegations. Number one, liver problems. The claimant states that in 2000, he was diagnosed with cirrhosis of the liver secondary to alcohol abuse. He states that it was confirmed with a biopsy. The claimant has right upper quadrant pain, which is a colicky pain located in the abdominal area, which radiates to all of the areas of his abdomen. He states that he has pain at least once a week, and it usually lasts for 2 to 3 minutes. The associated symptoms include diarrhea times 4, and weakness. He denies any nausea, vomiting, constipation, melena, or hematemesis. The claimant has had a weight gain of 50 pounds secondary to ascites, and he denies any food intolerance. He was diagnosed with alcohol-induced liver cirrhosis with chronic gastritis and a history of hyperbilirubinemia. He is presently on famotidine 40 milligrams BID and lactulose 30 millimeters BID. His last esophageal duodenal scoping was performed on February the 8th, 2019. Allegation number two, hypertension. The claimant states that in 2015, he was having shortness of breath and blurred vision. He denies any chest pain or headaches and was diagnosed on a routine exam. The claimant also denies any in-organ damage such as myocardial infarction, cerebral vascular accident, or nephropathy. His blood pressure at this visit was 147 over 82 mmHg. He is presently on propranolol 60 milligrams QD, furosemide 40 milligrams QD, and loctopine 5 milligrams QD. His condition at this time appears to be stable. Decreased cognitive function. The claimant's wife states that in 2019, the claimant started having difficulty with concentration, focusing, decrease in recent memory, dizziness, and some confusion. He denies any depression, anxiety, or any kind of suicidal ideation. He is presently on no medications for this condition, and the wife said that he appears to be stable at this time. Limitations, and symptoms. The claimant states that he has symptoms of swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he usually feels every morning. His limitations include being able to walk one block, stand for 15 minutes, climb one flight of stairs with the rail, and bend over to pick up clothes. He is unable to squat. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, button his clothes and lift approximately 40 pounds above his head. He does have difficulty in putting his shoes, and his wife has to help him put his clothes on sometimes. The claimant does have an assistive device, which is a cane that he left at home. His physician is Dr. Villejo. He is presently on no medications for pain and states that his physical activity include walking outside the house and cleaning the yard. Family history. His father died at the age of 85 from heart failure, and his mother died at the age of 59 from breast cancer. Medications. Propranolol 60 milligrams QD, lactulose 30 milliliters, 2 tablespoons POBID, furosemide 40 milligrams QD, amlodipine 5 milligrams QD, famotidine 40 milligrams BID, vitamin D3 2000 units QD. Medical problems, hypertension, cirrhosis of the liver, secondary to alcohol abuse, gastritis, decreased cognitive function, esophageal varices without bleeding, biliary sludging, history of drug abuse, Helicobacter pylori, peripheral to regions of the eyes, and hypercholesterolemia, with gastritis. Major surgeries, none. Social history. The claimant has a history of smoking one cigarette every week socially. Alcohol. The claimant has a history of drinking 1 6-pack of beer per day for 40 years. The claimant denies any delirium, tremors, or seizure disorder. Substance abuse. The claimant does smoke marijuana. He denies the use of cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. The last time he used marijuana was October the 15th, 2022. The claimant does have a history of alcoholic hepatitis, which resulted in cirrhosis of the liver. He denies any history of HIV or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.2 Fahrenheit, weight 253 pounds, height 5 feet 8 inches, BP 147 over 82 mmHg, heart rate 68 beats per minute, respiration 16 respirations per minute, BMI 39. General. This is a 63-year-old male who appears to be much older than his stated age and appears to be in mild acute distress. He appears to be a fairly reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you drop down to H-E-E-N-T? The claimant has a normal cephalic atraumatic head. He does also have scleral icterus with noted conjunctival petechiae and pterygians. The fundoscopic examination with undilated pupils appears to be mildly abnormal with possible retinal bleeds noted. No oral pharyngeal erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. The claimant does have poor dentition. External auditory canals were normal in appearance, and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were equally round and reacted to light, and extraocular movements were intact. Visual acuity. was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snell and vision, OD uncorrected is 20/70. Pinhole is 20/40. OS uncorrected is 20/100. Pinhole is 20/50. Binocular uncorrected is 20/40. The claimant forgot his glasses, but would probably be able to see at 20/20. Could you please drop down to abdomen? Abdomen was soft, mildly tender in the right upper quadrant, and distended on palpation. The claimant appears to have some mild ascites noted. The bowel sounds were increased with auscultation. No organomegaly or mass is appreciated on evaluation. Could you drop down to extremities? No clubbing was noted, but the claimant does have cyanosis on both lower extremities, along with edema and vascular disease noted. No ulcers or veins were noted, but the claimant does have some mild pitting edema and appears to have poor skin healing with pigmented lesions in the lower extremity. Calves were non-tender, but the homeland side was negative. Skin, the claimant does have skin lesions indicating vascular disease and edema. Neurological exam. The claimant was alert and oriented times three, but had poor eye contact with me. His speech was not fluent, and his mood appeared to be depressed for the time. His thoughts were not completely clear, and his memory was fair to poor. Concentration was fair, but he was oriented time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patella and ankle were 2+ bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was steady, symmetric, but slow. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. His hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal and the Romberg sign was negative. Musculoskeletal. Could you drop down to functional capacity? Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. He hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. Except for a history of liver cirrhosis by medical exam. He is able to heel toe and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields and some limitations in his visual acuity, which has been corrected with glasses. He is able to communicate fairly well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in his workplace environment secondary to cirrhosis of the liver. Probable diagnoses. Number one, liver problems secondary to cirrhosis of the liver from alcohol abuse. Appears to be stable. His condition is stable and he is being observed closely. Allegation number two, hypertension. Blood pressure at this visit was 147 over 82 mmHg. His condition appears to be stable and with normal readings at this time. Allegation number three, decreased cognitive function. Claimant does appear to have some mild decreased cognitive function, which may be coming from a mild depression. His wife states that his condition is stable and that he just forgets a few recent events. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Eden Ramos.